Good morning, everyone. I would like to continue our work with meditations on identification. When I have an idea, perhaps just a little phrase that needs further pondering, I would like to bring it to you, and hopefully I'll have a little better success with the image problem, things not freezing and so forth. The idea of harmlessness ties in directly with identification. Harmlessness is the expression of the life of the man who realizes himself to be everywhere, who lives consciously as a soul, whose nature is love, whose method is inclusiveness, and for whom all forms are alike in that they veil and hide the light. Now, I would like for a little while to just focus on one of those phrases. Harmlessness is the expression of the life of the man who realizes himself to be everywhere. What a dramatic and radical statement that is, because in our normal time and space consciousness, we certainly do not realize ourselves to be everywhere. We are very localized beings. We are found in our particular environment, and that's where we judge that we are at any one moment in illusory time. So DK is in a sense telling us how very radical harmlessness actually is. Am I in the next room? Am I in the next town? Am I in the next country? Am I everywhere on the globe? Am I on other planets now? Am I in other solar systems? Am I really everywhere? What would that mean? You know, it would mean that the I that I usually think I am is not my I at all. And that there is something, some, I call it substance, some essence, which is everywhere. Whatever content of consciousness may be presented, whatever registration there is, whether it's of a galaxy, a sun, a planet, another human being, another form of life, an object, that essence is the very substance of that which we register. The registration, of course, is something of an illusion. It's a form that is presented to consciousness because of the nature of our consciousness. If we only registered heat and cold, the presentation of anything would be different than what it seems to be to our visual, auditory, tactile, olfactory, gustatory registrations. So, in order to establish ourselves in the very fundamental of harmlessness, we have to find a way to realize, not just in theory, but increasingly in fact, that we are everywhere. So this involves, you know, what I call the realization of substance or essence. In the last program, I dealt with reach out heart, or reach out, oh heart, and transparentize, substantialize, and identicalize. It was the realization of the identical essence or substance in every registered object, every registered human being, every content of consciousness. Let us continue some quiet reflection along the line that will help us realize ourselves to be everywhere, at least to get us going in that process. Now we are aware that beyond and within the normal personality vehicles that we register in a certain way is a realm of light, love, and power, which we call the soul on the higher mental plane. It's a threefold reflection of higher trinities. But if we can, we have to realize that at the very center of the three aspects of divinity is something else. It is an essential essence. It is substance in the ultimate sense. It will ultimately be discovered that this substance underlies all things and is the source of all things. It's not substance in the sense of matter. Sometimes substance and matter are considered very closely related, as if substance is the refined matter which substands a denser type of matter. It's always at one remove, matter at one remove from something less refined than it. But that's not what we mean. There is an essence here. It is our identity. Now, identify as that essence which is behind and underlies all possible perceptions in your content of consciousness. It is the thing that can be, well, I shouldn't call it a thing, but it is that which can be being, B-E-E-N, rather than seen. In a way, it can only be being. So in one sense, no matter what you register, you are something else, which is the source of every registration without exception. try to realize that that essence, that substance, is in every possible registration that you can have of this universe. And even if you can't register, it is there as well. Think of something in the next room. No, from the conventional point of view, you are not there. You are here, in this room. Anything. And you can, if it facilitates, you can transparentize that thing. So that its attributes, its qualities do not distract you. And you can sense within it its originating energy, its originating substance, its essence with which it is identical. The form is essentially identical with the substance out of which it derived. So focus on that essence. And keep your heart alive, because that is, at least for the moment, the organ of registration. And register the substance, which is the origin of the thing or object or whatever you have chosen to focus upon in the next room. And try to feel. I can only use that word. I don't necessarily mean something astral. Try to register, try to feel that substance and the substance, the essence which you are. And realize that these two, apparently two, substances are identical. The substance to which that object or person or whatever in the other room has been reduced to, that substance, and the substance you are identical. And dwell in that realized identicality. The sameness of that substance and the substance which you are. And realize that if there is sameness of substance, of essence, that the apparent there of the object or person, whatever, in the other room, the apparent there is a location in which you find yourself. You pervade it. If the substance which that object is underlying that which is there, then you, as the identical substance, are there too. You pervade that object upon which you are focusing. You are the very essence of that object, that person, whatever you are focusing on. Let's continue this. Let's go far afield. Let's imagine someone in another country. And you can transparentize that person, or at least be rid of all the qualities and reduce them. Reduce that person to that person's origin. Reduce to substance. And register in your heart or wherever for you the registration might occur the reality of that substance and its identicality with the substance essence you are. I am identical with the substance, essence of the other. Try another person far away, apparently far away in time and space. Do the same. Find the substance which they are. And the identicality of the with the substance which you are. And since you are identical with that which they are, you are in the time-space sense there. Harmlessness is the expression of the man who realizes himself to be everywhere. anything, any place on the earth. Do the same. Choose anything. A person, a thing. Form of energy, whether gross or subtle, dense or subtle. Find yourself as substance within whatever you have chosen, as whatever you have chosen. Let nothing escape your substantialization. Let nothing escape the discovery of yourself as substance, which is the very being of that upon which you focus. The whole planet, then. The images of the planet exist now, and there it is. Substantialize it. Recognize the substance which it is as identical with the substance which you are. Register the sameness in substance of the entire planet with the substance essence you are. It's so subtle. To feel the sameness with any object, tiny or great. Let us, as it were, face the sun and sense the substance it is, the beingness from which it emerged. Get rid of all the detail that could distract you and essentialize that object under consideration, the sun. Essentialize it to its subtlest essence. It's elusive, perhaps, but you'll know when the moment of registration comes. There'll be a subtle recognition And I use a word sometimes, samify, making the same, rendering the same. Identicalize, samify. All objects, whatever their shape and scope, arise out of what DK calls the One Infinite Being. And so there, where the sun appears to be, there you are. And everywhere on the planet, no place can evade you. In essence, the essence you are pervades all possible registrations in cosmos. We could go to the deepest levels of intergalactic space. And as essence, you would be there. Not the you in the present limited form, which you as monad have undertaken and objectified, but you as essence. And so the detection of essence is the key here. Essentialize, then, every registration. Substantialize, reduce to substance every registration. And be the essence, be the substance to which you have reduced every registration. Identicalize. It is you. And in time and space, there is here and there. There is where, anywhere, and everywhere. So you allow your consciousness to roam over the planet, roam into the solar system, roam into space as we know space. And you simply become, in consciousness, the essence you are, and the essence to which any registration can be reduced. Harmlessness is the expression of the life of the man who realizes himself to be everywhere. Walk through life and all that the senses and the subtler senses present to you and reduce them, reduce these presentations to essence. Always realize that which is behind and within and from which the apparent object arose, and substance will be with you everywhere, and you will be that substance everywhere, which you are, but you will realize it. I am the substance of all things, everywhere. Let no content of consciousness escape the substance which you are. There is no being, great or tiny, which is not that substance. And wherever they are in time and space, there you as essence are. Harmlessness is the expression of the life of the man who realizes himself to be everywhere, in all things, as all things, in and as. There is but one substance, and when it is found within yourself, the apparent self, it is found everywhere, even though these other wares do not really exist. But as they seem to exist, we have to work with them and find ourselves in the location where they seem to exist, even though we can reduce all locations to a point which is here, now, and forever. So practice this, practice reducing every registration to the substance it is, to the essence it is, however you can best do that. Then realize the identicality of that substance which the substance you have discovered yourself to be, with the substance you have discovered yourself to be. Identicalize the apparent two, and be the originant substance everywhere, and of course nowhere. Okay, friends, I'm not timing these little reflections. When I get a hold of a phrase, either from the Tibetan or from the wisdom or self-generated, which might give us a particular mode of entry into identification, I will bring it to you. Now, of course, there will be a certain terrifying sameness regarding all of these little meditations, because they all have the same objective, identification. Being that which you see, being that which you register. Not theoretically, but being it. Remember that those on the path of Earth service, doesn't mean we'll all go there, but those on the path of Earth service remain with this planet and have this capacity for identification. And even if we don't remain with the planet, we have to develop this capacity. It's on the way to becoming a lesser dragon of wisdom. We have to develop this capacity to be every registration that comes into our consciousness, not just theoretically, but in a deeply felt sense. I can only use the word felt, feel, deeply registered sense. So remember, whatever you see, It's not foreign and it's not other. I once had a little mantram, all and everything. All and everything. It puts you on intimate terms with everything, everybody, the planet, the cosmos, all and everything. Same. Samify. Sometimes I kind of use a little hiss, you know, it's like the Kundalini rising, the hiss. It's the S. S is the 19th letter. It comes out to one. You know, when you want to make things one, the S is very useful. So I say, samify, samify, samify all registrations. I know the language. I've kind of evolved the language here, you know. And at first you may say, well, what is this language? This is not customary or understandable language, but I'm using it for a purpose and to shake off so many conventional associations with words. Because those conventional associations can be veils upon perception. So when I coin a new word or alter a word, I do it for the purpose of being able to get closer to the objective. It means something to me, and with use, it can mean something to you. And of course, you don't have to use the words that I use. You can use whatever you derive and what is meaningful to you as you alter your conventional state of consciousness. That's what we're doing here. We're doing that without drugs and without external aids and all that. We're getting to the essence of the matter on our own steam, which is the way to go. Okay, then we'll see you at the next one. And whenever that may be, whether in a few hours, a day, a week, I don't know, whenever something occurs to me that I'd like to share with you in this Meditations on Identification series, part of the overall Adventures in Identification, but this is, I've been meaning to offer little reflections, little meditations, which you may find useful. And certainly gives me a deeper sense of participation in all things and a deeper sense of living a meaningful life when I can get into these kinds of reflections. Okay, see you soon. Bye-bye.